Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, on our headline news offering, in the project and export finance space, CC Solutions has compiled a list of all the new tools and product offerings being rolled out by ECAs and DFIs in their bid to keep the world of trade spinning amid the COVID-19 crisis. Please view this article to download all that information in a palatable PDF. And to inaugurate TXF Global Virtual 2020, the team put together the top export finance trends which are expected to evolve over the course of the year around the world. Over on our Essentials news offering in the project and export space, the 370 megawatt Northern Offshore Wind Farm, sponsored by Eneco, Eneco and Diamond Generating Europe, became officially operational on the 26th of May and with that closed on a refinancing of its original debt package, signed in December 2016. Sponsors of the Dammam West Independent Treatment Plant in Saudi Arabia, Metito, Moa and Orascom Construction have reached full financial close on a $160 million soft mini-perm financing to back the scheme, despite delays triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic. And Saudi Saline Water Conversion Corporation has called for expressions of interest for the acquisition of a majority stake in the $4.3 billion Ras Al Ghar gas-fired power and water project by June 2nd. Over in the commodity finance space, TSX-listed junior Osisko Mining has raised $150 million in a private placement, the proceeds of which will be used to advance its projects in Quebec. Gold and nickel miner Katura Gold says its Blyvoor joint venture in South Africa had extended a period to consider financing options for a gold tailings project until the end of June. And Canada's Monarch Gold is selling its Fayol property in Western Quebec to fellow miner IAM Gold in a cash and share deal valued at $11.5 million. And Canadian headquartered Gran Tierra Energy has announced that the borrowing base limits of its bank syndicated credit facility has been reduced to $225 million from $300 million. And finally, in the trade finance space, Singapore-based Contour Trade Finance Network has appointed Joshua Krager as its chief product officer. COFAS's latest survey on business payments for China in 2019 shows that more companies are reporting delays. 66% of surveyed companies reported delays, although the length of payment delays remained stable at 86 days in 2019. The power and energy business of CIT Group served as a sole coordinating lead arranger for a $225 million letter of credit facility on behalf of 8 Minute Solar Energy, and Citi has appointed Dave Aldred as Treasury and Trade Solutions Head, Middle East, North Africa, Pakistan and Turkey, effective immediately. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.